Dear students, I am A.K. Mishra from Institute of Fire and Safety Engineering, Nagpur. My institute code number is 44228. We will talk about fire and safety engineering science. Knowledge of fire prevention and protection against fire and firefighting process along with safety science are very important to prevent loss of life and property. This is a specialized training and role of firefighting agencies, safety department is very important. Well-trained manpower in this job is the need. Fire and safety science is core subject which is useful in job. There are 8 units in this book. Topic covered in this book are greatly essential for the students of diploma in fire safety engineering management. 2. Identify combustible matter. Select fire extinguishing method. 3. List the extinguishing media, type of fire, cause of fire, safety performance, personal protective equipment, and risk analysis. First, we will discuss about the fire. What is fire? Fire is a chemical chain reaction in which oxidation of combustible material or fuel takes place and energy is liberated in the form of heat and light. It may be stated that 3 things are essential for fire, which can be represented by 3 arms of triangle, that is heat, combustible substances, and the supporter of combustion or oxygen. A fire cannot take place in absence of any one of these 3 factors. In extinguishing a fire, all that is done is to break any of arms of the fire triangle. Heat may be removed and brought below the ignition point of the substances involved by pouring water or supply of oxygen to the fire may be stopped by smothering the fire by foam or dry sand, or the fire may be extinguished by removing the combustible substances from the scene of the fire. Thus, whatever may be the equipment or extinguishing media for firefighting, cooling, smothering and isolation or starvation are the processes for fire extinction. Next, we will discuss about tetrahedron of fire. In a fire, there are 2 different phases in which combustion proceeds, the surface combustion mode and flaming mode. The surface combustion mode incorporates the 3 essential elements of fire as represented by the triangle of combustion, that is heat, oxygen and combustible substances. The flaming mode, on the other hand, incorporates 4 basic requirements, that is heat, oxygen, combustible substances and in addition another factor called the inhibitant chain reaction of the combustion process. This is called the tetrahedron of combustion. These 2 modes may occur either singly or in combination. Flammable liquids or gases burn in flaming mode only. Examples in which both the modes exist are solid carbonaceous fuels such as coal, wood, vegetable fibers. Next, we will discuss about the classification of fire. Fire is classified into four groups. First is class A fire. Fires involving solid combustible material of organic nature, such as wood, paper, rubber, plastic, etc., where the cooling effect of the water is essential for extinction of fire. Class B fire. Fires involving flammable liquids or liquefiable solids or like, where the blanketing effect is essential. Class C fire. Fires involving flammable gases under pressure, including liquefied gases, where it is necessary to inhibit the burning gas at fast rate with an inert gas, powder or vaporizing liquid for extinction. Class D fire. Fire involving combustible metals such as magnesium, aluminium, zinc, sodium, potassium, etc., when the burning metals are reactive to water and water containing agents, and in certain cases carbon dioxide, halogenated hydrocarbons and ordinary dry powders. This fire requires special media and technique to extinguish. Next is electrical fire, where energized electrical equipment is involved in a fire. Non-conductivity of extinguishing media is of utmost important, and only extinguishers expelling dry powder, carbon dioxide or vaporizing liquids should be used. Once the electrical equipment is de-energized, extinguishers suitable for the class of fire risk involved can be used safely. How fires are extinguished? What are the methods of extinguishing the fire? There are three methods of extinguishing the fire. First method is starvation, means limitation of fuel, smothering or the limitation of oxygen. Third, cooling or limitation of temperature. What is starvation? Starvation is applied in three ways: by removing combustible material from the neighborhood of the fire. Example of this are the drainage of fuel from burning oil tanks, the working out of cargo at a ship fire, the cutting of trenches in pit, heat and forest fire, demolition of building to create a fire stop. Second, by removing the fire from the neighborhood of combustible material, so as, for instance, pulling a burning haystack or thatched roof. Third, by subdividing the burning material when the smaller fires produced may be left to burn out or to be extinguished more easily by other means. A typical example is the emulsification of the surface of burning oil. What is smothering? If the oxygen contents of the atmosphere in the immediate neighborhood of burning material can be sufficiently reduced, combustion will cease. The general procedure in this method of this type is to prevent or impede the access of fresh air to the seat of the fire and allow combustion to reduce the oxygen content in the confined atmosphere until it extinguishes itself. An important practical application of the smothering method is the use of foam. This forms a viscous coating over burning material and limits in so far as it is complete the supply of air. It also tends to prevent the formation of flammable vapor. What is cooling? If the rate at which heat is generated by combustion is less than the rate at which it is dissipated through various agencies, the combustion cannot persist. In applying this principle of fire extinction, the first step is to accelerate the speed with which heat is removed from the fire, thus reducing the temperature of burning mass and as consequence the rate at which heat is produced. The application of jet or spray of water to fire is invariably based on this simple but fundamental principle. Before we proceed, we students should know the following definitions. What is flash point? The flash point of an inflammable substance may be defined as the lowest temperature at which it gives off sufficient vapor so as to form a momentary flash with air on application of a small flame in the prescribed manner in flash point apparatus. What is ignition temperature? The ignition temperature of substance is the temperature at which spontaneous ignition can take place. What is auto ignition temperature? The self ignition temperature, sometimes called the auto ignition point or the combustion point, also refers to the temperature at which a substance must reach before it will ignite in the absence of flame. Fire point. What is fire point? The lowest temperature at which the heat from combustion of burning vapor is capable of producing sufficient vapor to enable combustion to continue is known as fire point. It is generally above the flash point. Next, we will discuss about the types of combustion. According to its nature, combustion may be classified as follows: slow or incipient combustion, one in which the amount and light emitted is feeble is called incipient combustion. Active combustion, one in which considerable amount of heat and light are emitted within a short time. Deflagration, a case of combustion which takes place with considerable rapidity involving heat and light. Explosion, a very rapid combustion accompanied by loud report within an extremely short time with generation of very high pressure and temperature is called explosion. Next, we will discuss about how heat is transmitted. Heat is transmitted through conduction, convection, and radiation. What is conduction? Suppose if an iron bar is heated at one end and other end will gradually become hot. What happens here? That heat travels from particle to particle in a direction of decreasing temperature till it reaches the other end. In this process, the particles do not change their position. They convey the heat from the hot region to cold region. According to the kinetic theory of matter, the molecules of a substance are supposed to be oscillating and the motion become more vigorous as the temperature rises. Thus, by conduction, heat passes from hotter to colder parts of the body, or from one hot body to colder body in contact with it without transference of any material particle. There are many cases of spread of fire from one room to other due to conductivity of heat through steel girders or walls. Second process through which heat transfers is convection. In this process, the heated particles go up and move in the air or the liquid in a cycle called convection current, carrying their heat with them from the hotter to colder place, and by frequent collision with the colder particles, the rise in temperature is diffused throughout the whole mass. Convection currents can occur only in liquids and gases. In a fire, convection currents can convey hot gases produced by combustion upwards through stairwells or open lift shafts, thereby spreading fire to the upper parts of a building. Radiation. In conduction and convection, heat is propagated through the intervention of particle of matters. In radiation, heat travels through a space from which all matters might be removed. There is no necessity of any material medium unlike the other processes for transmission of heat. Radiated heat does not heat the intervening medium through which it passes. Heat energy is thus transmitted by radiation when it passes from one point to another without raising the temperature of the medium through which it travels. The amount of heat radiated from a fire increases considerably with a rise in temperature of fire, but its intensity at the surface decreases the further the surface is from fire. A water spray absorbs heat and can therefore be used to protect property from radiant heat and the consequent ignition, and also for the protection of personnel engaged in firefighting. Before we proceed, students must know what are the causes of fire in industry. Open flame. First cause is open flame. The spark and naked flames are fundamental cause of fire. At or near flammable liquid, match boxes, lamps, welding torches, lighting torches, lanterns, small furnaces, and the possibility of broken gas or oil pipelines becoming flaming torches. Ample isolation may often be obtained by means of partition. In this respect, the partition should be substantial enough to contain a fire, while the sprinklers or other firefighting apparatus are to put out. Fire resistance construction, brick or concrete wall, is generally recommended. Second cause of fire is electrical source. Electrical apparatus such as electric switches, push buttons, sockets, socket plugs, circuit breakers, starters, instruments, motors, etc., which might be forming a part of machine or fitted to the machine, may act as a source of ignition of flammable hydrocarbon vapor mixture. Following are the suggestions for reducing the electrical fire hazards. Use explosion proof motor, particularly where inflammable vapor or combustible gases are present. Controls for motor: thermal cutouts, switches, relays, transformer, which are liable to spark or heated up, should not be installed in a flammable liquid storage area. Use only explosion proof push button control switches in such area. Third, do not install fuses or circuit breakers in hazardous location except in explosion proof areas. Motor frame control boxes, conduits should all be grounded in accordance with the general requirement for installation of electrical power as per electrical code. Third causes of fire is overheating. Process at which temperature should be kept out of combustible building and closely supervised. The use of automatic temperature controls and high temperature limit switches are recommended. Supervision is still important. Any leakage at such point should be attended to immediately before a fire could stop. Next cause of fire is hot surface. The incomplete immersion of hot metal in quenching baths, the contact of flammable vapor and hot combustion chambers, hot dryers, ovens, boilers, duct and steam lines are frequent causes of auto ignition point is lower than the temperature of operating equipment. Temperature distance and the equipment should be carefully supervised and maintained to prevent accidental overheating, etc. As far as practicable, insulate hot pipes. Next cause of fire in the industry is spontaneous ignition. Many fires are caused by spontaneous heating of material accelerated by external heat from processes such as dryers, ovens, duct, impregnating or steam lines adjacent to piles or waste material. Sometimes the accumulated heat in a closed, unventilated water house will be sufficient to accelerate oxidation to the point of an actual fire. Wherever flammable liquids are handled, particularly those which are known to be liable to spontaneous heating, it is important to pay particular attention to housekeeping and ventilation. Fires are most sure to follow if these matters are neglected. All equipments and buildings should be kept free of deposits and accumulation of wiping racks, waste material, oil mops. Next cause of fire is static electricity. This is due to electrical impulses generated on the surface of material friction such as calendaring, painting and like. Many fires are caused in the rubber textile and paper industries by this means. Most of these occur during the month when humidity is relatively low and when artificial heat is used. Maintaining a relative humidity of 40-50% in rooms where flammable liquids are used will greatly reduce the chance of static sparks, electrical groundings. Static discharge devices should be mandatory, and all flammable liquid tanks, piping and equipment so interconnected and grounded that the chances for static sparks are minimized. In this types of equipment, belts should be eliminated and direct chain drives used whoever possible. If belt drives must be used, the belt speed should be kept below 45 meters per minute, or a special belt dressing should be used which will reduce the possibility of formation of a static spark. Next cause of fire is friction. Many fires are caused by mechanical friction from fan impeller rubbing on casing, poorly lubricated fan bearings, grinding processes and machining. Fans and other equipment should be frequently inspected and maintained in the best possible conditions. Other processes known to generate a good deal of heat due to friction should be well separated from the location where flammable liquids are stored or used. Next cause of fire in the industry is flammable liquids. Some of the liquids gives off dangerous flammable vapors well below the normal room temperature, while other do so at points only slightly above the room temperature, and still others at much lower temperature. The liquids evolves vapor which can form flammable mixture with air. This is indicated by flash point. It is important to isolate a potential fire hazard by the following precautions. First, storage of flammable liquids should always be closed and vented. In case of small storage of flammable liquids, it should be in fire resistant structures. Third, prevent accumulation of explosive concentration of vapors in a closed area. Fourth, where necessary, testing with an explosion or flammable vapor indicator should be used to ascertain the presence of vapor. In the next chapter, we will discuss about the extinguishing media. In fire, we use water, foam, DCP, CO2, steam as an extinguishing media. First, we will discuss about water. Water is the most common medium of attack or containment that the fire brigade uses. Initially, atlists and ships have provision to make this possible. Apart from water supplied through ship's fittings, such as sprinklers, jet may be necessary for tackling the fire and cooling the hull, and sprays for cooling bulkhead from within. Flooding a hold is also damage cargo or machinery, and with some cargo it may react dangerously. There are substances on which it should never be used. The main problem in the use of water, however, it is in its effect on ship's stability. There are some advantages of using water as an extinguishing medium. It is readily available, highest cooling vaporization and high thermal capacity. But its disadvantages are, it cannot be used on electric fire due to good electric conductivity. It cannot be used on liquid fire due to high specific gravity. Water reacts with certain metals and releases flammable gases like hydrogen, and could be dangerous formation of explosive atmosphere. Next extinguishing medium generally used in fire service is carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is generally recognized as more efficient than steam for smothering a fire, and may form part of ship's fixed firefighting installation. It is usually supplied from an onboard battery of cylinders for such purposes. Fire brigade can also obtain bulk supply of the gas by arrangement with manufacturers. It will then be brought to the scene of incident in the firm's own road tankers. Carbon dioxide extinguishes fire by reducing the proportion of oxygen in the air around it and to travel where combustion can no longer be supported. The level which must be reached to achieve this varies according to cargo on fire. In calculating the amount of gas required and allowance is necessary for that escaping through opening, carbon dioxide has the following advantages. It leaves most cargoes undamaged and unaffected. Since it is carried as a liquid under pressure, it does not require pumps. Third, vapor density is more. It is not combustible and does not react with most substances. It is electrically non-conductive. It leaves no residue, so use on delicate electric instrument. It penetrates and spread in all parts of fire. It's some disadvantages of CO2. The gas may be slow to penetrate to some parts of hold, areas blocked off by cargo or the center of tightly packed bales. Second, the gas at its initial temperature is denser than air and will descend to the bottom of the space into which it is introduced, perhaps below the fire. It will mix with the air eventually, but this may take some time to happen. Oxygen deficient atmosphere will be produced in an enclosed space. CO2 is not recommended on metal fire because it decomposes into CO and O. Next extinguishing medium we use to extinguish the fire is foam. Foam acts primarily by isolating the source of a fire from the oxygen in the air. It has a number of advantages. Great quantities can easily and quickly be generated for filling large area. Second, it requires less water than jets, thereby reducing damage to cargo. Third, it absorbs heat and helps to stop fire spread and provides a shield for firemen to move in with hand lines. Fourth, it does not affect a ship's stability in the same way as water. When using foam, firemen must ensure that they have water branches in readiness at openings such as hatches, internal part holes, since hot gases and burning vapors may be ejected through these as the foam causes displacement. There are some advantages of using foam. First, it floats on inflammable liquid due to low specific gravity. Second, water droplets present in foam providing cooling effect. Third, vapor sealing and prevent combustion. Fourth, tough heat resistant blanket over burning liquid. Fifth, fast growing and leveling capability. Sixth, no chemical effect on product. Seventh, low surface tension and penetrating characteristics. There are some disadvantages of foam. It is not recommended on electric fire due to a good conductivity of electricity. Second, foam is unstable and may be easily break down by physical or mechanical force. Third, when other extinguishing media are caused in conjunction with the foam, severe breakdown of foam layer may occur. Certain chemical vapors or fluid may also quickly destroy the foam. Next, extinguishing media generally used to extinguish the fire is steam. On some ships, steam is available continuously and in large quantities, provided that there is sufficient fresh water available and that the machinery spaces have not been affected by fire. The steam must be generated from fresh water since marine boilers cannot normally use salt water. It helps to fight a fire by displacing the oxygen from the air and by slowly saturating the cargo as its moisture content condenses. There are, however, disadvantage associated with its use. Very large quantities are necessary, especially at first when much is likely to condense. Second, it can not be used on cargoes on which water could not be used. Since it would have the same effects, it may produce dangerous gases or cause certain cargo to swell. Explosion may be rendered unstable by steam. Third, if steam is used intermittently and not consistently, a vacuum may result. This will give rise to a rush of air which could worsen the situation. Air may also be sucked in during earlier stages of operation when the steam is being condensed to water. Fourth point is, steam will cause almost as much damage to cargoes etc. as water. Firemen are unlikely to use steams themselves, but the officers in charge may, in certain circumstances, ask the shipmaster to arrange for this to be done. Thank you.